The National Pork Producers Council is confident a proposed jurisdictional change in the regulation of gene-edited livestock technology will allow the full realization of the promise the technology offers. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The National Pork Producers Council has expressed its support for a proposal that would see the U.S. Department of Agriculture assume primary regulatory jurisdiction over the development of gene-edited livestock. Andrew Bailey, the Science and Technology Legal Counsel with the National Pork Producers Council, says the United States has lagged behind other parts of the world in developing this technology, and the proposed regulatory change will start the process of catching up.
You know, this is a very exciting technology. It's very new. There's a lot of interest in the academic community. There's producer interest. And, you know, there's a host of potential benefit areas in livestock. You know, not just the top of mind ones that folks talk about is disease resistance. You know, maybe knocking out a single base pair, say, in a pig makes it resistant to a disease, right? Or you can also look at animal welfare factors that gene editing can address. It can, through improved health, reduce the need for antibiotic use. It can improve sustainability. There's a whole lot of different areas where gene editing can be, gene editing holds the promise to be extremely beneficial. You know, it's really just the imagination of, I guess, the academic and research community that is the limit. And, you know, USDA's process, although we're just at the beginning of it, you know, really holds the promise for us to, you know, end up where we have a very robust, transparent regulatory structure in place for this that everyone can look at and rely on and have some trust in.
Bailey says that's a great position to be in and a great way to capture the promise this technology offers. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.